Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Chavtasim Abeis. We're holding on Chavtasim and Aleph, the second line from the bottom, Mishanichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that when Av enters Mimayit Besimcha, Amar Rav Yehuda Breider Ashmua Bashila Sushmei the Rav, that Keshem Shemichnas Av Mimatim Besimcha, like when Av enters, we decrease in Simcha, Kach Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, when Adar enters, we increase in our Simcha. Now Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, therefore, that Bar Yisrael, or like similarly, that Bar Yisrael de Islay Dina Bahadi Nachri, if a Yid has a court case with a guy, Lishtamin Mine Ba'av de Rea Mazle, he should try to avoid having the court case during the month of Av, or at least until Tisha B'Av, because that's a time when he doesn't have good mazel. V'lim se nafshi ba'adar de Bar Yamazle, he should try to schedule it for Adar when there's a good mazel. Now that we mentioned the statement from Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Rav Shmuel Rav, the Gemara mentions a couple more, that Las is Lechem Achris V'Tikva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that he put us in Galus Bavel, specifically in Bavel, because then it was good for us, it gave us an Achris V'Tikva, it gave us hope. Am Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Rav Shmuel Rav, Elu Dukalam U'Klei Pishtan, because L'maisa, there were good things to benefit from there in Bavel, there was the palm trees, there was the Klei Pishtan, and that's why Hashem tells us to notice the good in that we were in Bavel. But the Pasuk says that Yitzchak Avinu tells Yaakov Avinu, "V'yomer rei reich b'ni kareich sada shebirachi Hashem." That you have the smell like the sada that Hashem like Gan Eden. So Amar Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas Rav Shmuel Rav kareich sada shel tapuchim. You smell like apples, which Tosfos says is the same smell as esrogim, which the Eitz Hadas, at least according to some shitas, was an esrog tree. The week of Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. This of doing laundry is not really as much the laundry, it's more wearing the fresh clothing. So we can't do laundry and then wear the clothing. But to do laundry and then put the clothing to the side, that's going to be mutter. Even to put the clothing to the side is aser, the etzem laundry is a problem. Rashi explains, because it makes a person be mesiach das from his avelos, so therefore it's to add some laundry that's problematic. Now Amar Rav Sheshes Teda, I'll bring you a raya that all laundry is aser even on yach. The batli katzer devei Rav, the laundry mats of Rav, they were all bottled during the Shavuot Shechalma al karchach, because there was an iser to do laundry even on yach. Now Masav Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna now even asked a kasha from a Mishnah, from our Mishnah, on Rav Nachman. How could Rav Nachman say that a person's allowed to do laundry and be maniach and put it to the side? The Mishnah says that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so b'chamishi mutarim b'nei kvayda Shabbos, even though a person can't do laundry during the Shavuot Shechalba, on that Thursday, Erev Tisha B'Av, a person is allowed to do laundry so that he should have fresh clothing for Shabbos. Now Lamai, what exactly is he doing? He's wearing the clothing that he's laundering. So my kvay Shabbos yika. How is that kvay Shabbos? It's just going to be dirty again by the time Shabbos comes. Alel haniach, he's doing laundry and he's going to put it to the side for Shabbos. And what do we see from the Mishnah? That when is there a heter to do laundry and put the clothing to the side? It was only a special heter for this Thursday for Kavod Shabbos. Aval Shabbos kula aser, but the rest of the week it's going to be aser. So you see, doing laundry even lahaniach is aser. Says the kasha of Nachman. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. I'll tell you, the person in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, he's wearing the clothing that he's laundering on Thursday. Ah, you asked, if so, what's the Kavod Shabbos? Because he only has one garment, and therefore, if he doesn't do the laundry now, it's just going to be even that much more dirty. So at least let him do the laundry on Thursday, he'll wear it, and it'll be less dirty. Now, where do we find this idea that we're more makel for a person who only has one garment? Like we find in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that Rabbi Yochanan said, even though a person on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to do laundry, as we'll see soon in Moed Katan, still, a person, if he only has one chaluk, he's allowed to do the laundry. Now, Itmar Nami, Amra Ben Yamin, Amra Belazar, Leishanu Elo Lechabis Velulbush. The issue over here is to do laundry to wear it. Avalaniach mutter. But to put it to the side, like Rav Nachman said, that's going to be mutter. Now, Meisvei asked the Gemara, we have a Mefurish of Braisa that says it's Aser. The Braisa says, that's Aser Lechabis of Nei Tisha B'Av, Afilu Lahaniach Laachar Tisha B'Av. A person is not allowed to do laundry before Tisha B'Av during the Shavuot Shechalva, even if he's only going to wear it afterwards. The Mamish Mefurish that even Lechabiz Laniach is Aser. before we get to the before the Gemara says Tiyuftah, so the Gemara just brings the end of the Braisa. V'giyat shalanu kikibah shalahen. Our intense laundering is like their kibos, is like their regular laundering. Mashma, our regular laundering, our kibos is nothing, is mutter. Uklei pishton ein ba mishum giyats. And to wash, to press clay pishton, which will get destroyed if you don't wash them right away, so that's mutter. That there's no isra of giyats. But the point is Tiyuftah, you see straight out from the Braisa that even the chabes ulahaniach is going to be aser. Now, Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Guri Mishmei Rav Yochanan Afa Pisha Amru Klei Pishton Ein Bem Misham Giyotz. This that the Braisa said that there's no Isser of Giyotz when it comes to Klei Pishton. Aval Aser LaLife Shem B'Shabbes Shachatish Rav Liyos Pesaycha. You're allowed to do the laundry so that doesn't get ruined, but you're still not allowed to wear it. Now, Amar Rav. Rav said, and we discussed the Shavuah Shechalba Lishanu Ela LaLife Ela Lefanav. It's only the days before Tisha B'Av during that week that are problematic. Avol Acharav Mutter. But once Tisha B'Av is over, let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, so then Thursday and Friday will be mutter to do laundry. Ushmuel Amar, Afilu La'acharav Nami Aser. Then no, all the days of that week are Aser, even the days that are after Tisha B'Av. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Saycha, Neshvu Shechal Bo, it's Aser L'Saper, L'Chabes, and you're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry. B'chamishi Mutar V'Nei Kveda Shabbos. On Thursday, if Tisha B'Av is on a Friday, so on Thursday it's mutter for Kavod Shabbos. Ketzatz, how does this all play out? Chal Liyos B'Echa B'Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on a Sunday. So it's mutter L'Chabes Kol Shabbos Kula. So all the days of that week after Sunday is going to be mutter to do laundry because it's after Tisha B'Av. So Agav, already from here, you see Nalik Shmuel. You see that the days after Tisha B'Av are not included in the Isurim of the Shavuah Shechalba. We'll also see it from the next line. The Braisa says, B'sheni, B'shlishi, B'rviyu, B'chamishi, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, so Lefan of Aser, Lachar of Mutter. So the days before a person is not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry, afterwards is Mutter. Again, Nalik Shmuel. Chali, Yais, B'Arav Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, so it's Mutter L'Chabbis, B'chamishi, B'nei Kfeida Shabbos. So a person is allowed to do laundry on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. V'mloi kibes b'chamishi b'shabbos mutter l'chabes b'erev Shabbos. If he forgot or for whatever reason he wasn't able to do laundry on that Thursday, he could do the laundry for Kavod Shabbos on Friday, even though it is Tisha B'Av min ha-mincha v'lamayla. At least if he does it from mincha and onwards. Now, la'idol abaye v'temer v'acha b'yakai v'ahad. They cursed the person who l'maisa got himself into such a situation that he was stuck doing laundry on Tisha B'Av. Now the Braisa continues, Chaliyah is B'sheni B'chamishi. Now we're going to jump to the Halachas of Kriyas HaTayra. That when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or Thursday, so the Kairin Shleisha Maftir Echad. We have three Aliyahs and one Maftir. B'shlishi B'rvi Kairi Echad Maftir Echad. If it's a Tuesday or Wednesday, so there's one Aliyah and one Maftir. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer Lo'ilam Kairin Shleisha Maftir Echad. There's always three Aliyahs and one Maftir. The point is that the beginning of the Braisa was Mefurish, that the Shvuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av ends on Tisha B'Av. The restrictions do not continue after Tisha B'Av. So Tiyuftah D'Shmuel refutes the Shita of Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amr Lach Shmuel, Shmuel will tell you, that in a Hanami, this Braisa is not like me, but Tanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, and I go like a different Tano, who says that the Shvuah Shechal B'Tisha B'Av is the entire week. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Tisha B'Av Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechal Yoyis B'Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos, so on that Shabbos, so it's Aicha V'Shaisa called Tzarkai. A person's allowed to eat and drink as much as he wants. There's no restrictions, even if it's Tisha B'Av, even if it's Erev Tisha B'Av, there's no restrictions. And he could have tremendously large sudas, mamish like the sudas of Shlomo HaMelech when he was the king. Rameir says that the restrictions of haircuts and laundry, it goes for the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Kol HaChodesh Kulai, it's the entire month above, even after the fast. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel Eimer, in the Aser Elo Eisei Shabbos Bovad. No, just that week is Aser, but again, even after the fast, an entire week. So two of these last two Shitas hold like Shmuel. The last one, Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Mamish being like Shmuel, that the Shavuah Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is the entire week of Tisha B'Av. Now, the Gemara says, we also have another Braisa, which has this same idea, really, that V'noyeg Eivel M'Rosh Chodesh V'Adetainis Div Remeir. Remeir says that V'noyeg Avelus from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Kol HaChodesh Kulei, the entire month, Aser, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer in Aser Ela Eisei Shabbos Bovad, that the restrictions only apply to the Shavuah Shechal Bo. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'shleishta mikra echad arshu. They all learn it from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Yishvati kol mesoisa chagu chadasha v'shabato." That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn the whole month, the whole chag, the whole week into a simcha. So man da memer Rosh Chodesh van the tainis, the one that who says that the restrictions go from Rosh Chodesh is Michaga, because the pasuk mentioned chag and Rosh Chodesh is called a chag. Uman da amar kol chodesh kula yasser is mechadasher, because the pasuk mentioned a month. Uman da amar kol shabbos kula yasser is mishabbatos, because the pasuk mentioned a week. Now amar Rava said that the halacha is kirshim ben Gamliel, that the halacha that the restrictions apply for the entire week that Tisha B'Av falls out during. V'amar Rava also said, halacha karbi meir, that the halacha is like a meir, that the restrictions apply from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus. U'tarvayu l'kula, and he meant both of them l'kula. V'tzricha, and he needed both. D'yashmin and halacha karbi meir, if he would say just that the halacha is like a meir, that the restrictions are from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus, hava mina filim Rosh Chodesh. So I would have understandably so assumed that means that the restrictions start from Rosh Chodesh. Kamash malon, halacha karashim ben Gamliel, that no, the restrictions only start from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, the Shavuot Shechalva. Now, v'yashmin and halacha karashim ben Gamliel, if he would just would have said the halacha is like karashim ben Gamliel, so hava mina filu l'acharav, even after Tisha B'Av. If let's say Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday, so it starts on Sunday, the restrictions, and it continues the entire week, even after Wednesday, even after Tisha B'Av. Kamash Malan, halacha k'rav meir, who said lahedya that the restrictions end on Tisha B'Av. So the final halacha of Rava is that the restrictions go from the Sunday, from the beginning of the week that Tisha B'Av falls out during, until Tisha B'Av. But the days after are mutter, like the Shita of Rav.